Good morning and welcome back to Intrepid Healthcare. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, you know, over the course of the last year or so, you and I have had a lot of conversations with some really interesting technology impacting the healthcare space. I think today's conversations, which we knew was coming, this idea was coming, is going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to diving into it.
Real game changer, Todd.
I think it is too. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Sam Zbarjeji. He is the co-founder and CEO with Medicast. Sam, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Todd and Joe. Thank you for having me on.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some valuable time to spend with us. Before we get into a conversation around Medicast and its role in how healthcare is changing, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience about you and your background.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background has primarily been in creating change in the industries that are really focused around putting mobile technology at the core. So really looking at how you take this thing that everybody has in their pocket and really bringing great things from that, helping people connect, stay closer to each other, and really making an impact in each other's lives. And so I spent the past 15 years or so really focused on mobile technology and building up services from the ground up. Whether at big companies in the Fortune 500 space, working with wireless carriers all around the world, and working very closely with startups who are looking to drive innovation using technology.
Well, geez, talk about something that's going to create real massive change. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Medicast. What do you do? How are you serving your market?
So Medicast is a mobile healthcare service that simply sends house call doctors to people's homes, offices, or hotels in under 2 hours, 24 hours a day. And all it takes is just a tap of a button on our mobile app. So a lot of people have called us the Uber for healthcare. And we've really made it that simple. You know, we are all about delivering really magical healthcare experiences for people, helping them avoid, you know, the hassles of scheduling appointments and sitting in waiting rooms and seeing a doctor for 5 minutes or less. And really bringing the doctor to them wherever they are and allowing them to have more meaningful interactions and, you know, ultimately with the goal of helping them feel better faster.
Sam, I, for one, am extremely excited that you've decided to bring your talents to healthcare and bring an application in a kind of a platform to healthcare. What inspired you to get involved in healthcare?
You know, health is something that affects every single person, whether we like it or not. And, you know, for myself and my two other co-founders, it just seemed like such a fantastic intersection of what we all do. You know, our third co-founder is a gentleman by the name of Saba Ferdosi. He's a doctor and physician. He's been doing house calls for a number of years. My other co-founder is, he's actually my brother. He's a technology rock star, and this is the fourth startup we've worked at together. So he and I are serial entrepreneurs. We've started companies. We've been doing this for a while. And we teamed up with Dr. Ferdosi early last year. And, you know, from his perspective, he's been seeing patients in their homes for a number of years and really sees this as the catalyst for change in the healthcare industry. And for my other co-founder and I, you know, being in the technology space, we're just really interested in using technology to power those changes. And as a father to two young kids and always having that inevitable moment when one of them gets sick at 1 a.m. or it's the weekend and your only option is to go to the emergency room or to try to figure something else out, it just really hit home as a pain point and something that really could make an impact on, you know, millions, if not billions of people all over the world.
Well, I think it's going to have that kind of impact. And I was going to call you the Uber of healthcare, and some people don't like that, but I think it's a real compliment. Let me ask you this. Let's just get through this elephant in the room here. To me, healthcare traditionally has been this very kind of traditional space, and there's all these rules and all these formalities, and there's just been a certain way that healthcare is practiced. This is a complete change. This is something that I worry about. A lot of people saying, well, I just don't know that I can trust the doctor I find on an app. I imagine those are questions that you've been wrestling with and dealing with and messaging out to the public what this is really all about. How are you overcoming this? This is just a little odd that I can get a doctor from my iPhone.
It's a legitimate concern, and it's something that we take very seriously. The reputation of the company is the most important thing for us, and we're all about delivering really incredible experiences. And that all starts by having really trustworthy doctors who are top quality, top-notch physicians, who are really great at what they do. And so for us, we don't just let any doctor in. We essentially handpick certain physicians, and we take them through a very rigorous screening and verification process. And then we take them through a training exercise and certification program where they have to essentially go through a series of exercises to be considered a Medicast doctor. And that's everything from training on just our technology to training on proper bedside manner, and really going through the paces of what it takes to be an excellent house call physician. And we've actually found that we've had certain doctors apply to come and join our network who work in local urgent cares or ERs, who have blips on their medical records, who have some pretty nasty things on there, and they're treating people at the corner clinic, and we just don't let them in our network. So we're very thorough, and we know that that trust factor is very important. And again, I look at myself as a user of this. Would I want this doctor seeing my wife and my kids? And if it can't pass that test, then it's something that we don't want to provide to other people. So we're very selective about that.
Sam, where would you say you are kind of in your evolution as a startup? And what are some of your next steps, some of the things you'd like to roll out in the near future?
So, we're in a very interesting space right now. We are a startup, but we're not your typical startup that boosts, overnight to millions of users all around the world. What we're doing is something that is very personal for people. So we are all about changing people's mentality about healthcare. We operate in certain cities, so we're not available everywhere. So, these are some challenges that we have that we're facing, and we knew that we would have when we got into the game. But it's been great for us. It's helped us create communities of people who are very interested in what we're doing and using that as a driver for change in the future. So we're still very much in growth mode. We're still learning. I personally speak with every single patient or customer, after they've used our service. I ask how they learned about us. I ask, what we did well, what we didn't do well, what we could improve. Overwhelmingly, the experiences are positive. People love the experience. And people have even ventured out to saying that it's the best medical experience they've ever had and that they don't want to engage with other types of healthcare after they've used this. So for us, that's just motivation to keep going and keep growing. And so right now, we're looking at opportunities to do that through partnerships, through collaboration with insurance companies and healthcare companies outside of the cities in which we currently operate, so we could really accelerate our growth plan and make this available to more people.
Well, I hesitate to keep bringing Uber into this thing. Someone joked the other day and said one of the most fun meetings it must be to listen in on is our Uber's legal meetings because of all the legal battles that they're fighting all over the world. I have to imagine that there are some traditionalists in the healthcare industry that are looking at you as a, I don't know, is it a threat? Are they seeing you as a major disruptor? Or are they seeing you as what's ultimately going to be a really, really cool partner to have?
It's interesting. It really depends on who's coming at it from which direction. Obviously, there's some healthcare players, the incumbents who are hesitant to change and are really lobbying to keep things the way they are. But what we found is, there's a really interesting shift going on in terms of people moving from being quote unquote patients to being truly consumers. And, in the historical sense, many people haven't had control over their healthcare. They've been forced to do whatever it took to get care because they had very few choices. They were limited in their understanding and knowledge. And so what we see now is this next generation of true consumers who are very educated and really know a lot about this are actually pushing for this positive change. So, these historical speed bumps that have been in the way of innovation and healthcare are now having to move aside just because the pressure is coming from all angles.
All right. Sam Zabarjadeh will return after this quick break. We'll be right back. At Javion, we know that healthcare providers do remarkable things every day. And we understand the pressures and challenges providers face in today's healthcare system. That's why we are helping providers by predicting and preventing financial and clinical waste.
Through a suite of big data software solutions that combine clinical intelligence with deep machine learning technologies, we can stop the waste of resources and lives by stopping losses before they ever happen. And by doing this, we help providers focus on what they do best, delivering care. Javion, we help providers stay remarkable. Visit javion.com.
All right, we're back with Sam Zabartadi. He's the co-founder and CEO of Medicast.
Well, Sam, I have a very personal story the last month or so engaging with a healthcare system, and I wish I had known about your app because I think it would have helped me navigate better the healthcare system. I'm not sure I could have gotten everything I needed in terms of healthcare, but just in terms of navigating, I blew out my knee, and it took 3 weeks before I actually got to a surgeon, and that was due to my opinion, the inefficiency of the healthcare operation. So do you see yourself kind of as a concierge, helping people through, minimizing the number of interactions? Is that one of the value services that you provide?
No, today we're very much focused on providing access to urgent care when people need it, so less acute needs, you know, the things that people are typically using up emergency rooms and urgent cares for. Ultimately, our platform can expand out to do things like that, and we actually have seen a lot of interest from specialists on the back end and from potential patients who are really interested in bypassing that system of these long waits and everything there. And I think, you know, as we see the healthcare system changing, you know, we want our technology to be at the forefront of that. We want to be facilitating those interactions and really making experiences like that much better. I know it's extremely frustrating. You know, waiting 3 weeks when you're in pain and you need to see a doctor is very uncomfortable. And I think that's something that we're so interested in changing. And you know, I think everybody has stories just like that, Joe. You know, everyone has the story of a time they had to wait in the emergency room or had to wait to see the specialist or waited, you know, 7 weeks to get an appointment with their doctor. And for us, that's just fuel to keep going and really working to change the system.
Sam, the ER will always be there for obvious reasons, but the utilization of it as a last resort because you just need some care, I could see what you're doing disrupting that and changing that forever. I mean, is that one of the objectives? Is that ultimately you're just not going to need to go to the ER for I guess to say non-trauma? I mean, but that to me that's really exciting possibility with this.
Absolutely. You know, that is one of the big goals that we have. And the great thing is that a lot of people share in that same goal. Insurance companies want to keep people out of the ERs. Employers want to keep their employees out of ERs. People don't want to go there. The ER doctors don't want to, you know, spend their time dealing with less acute things when there are traumas to worry about or more important things. And so for us, you know, we do see this as kind of the first disruption is to keep people out for those things, you know, like the sinus infections, the food poisoning, those kinds of things that people are always in there for in the off hours when they don't have other choices, or even during the day when they can't get in to see their own doctor or can't go to the urgent care. We see this as a great solution to bypass that, and it costs much less. It's great for the whole health system, and it really benefits everybody who's a part of that ecosystem. And so, you know, for us, that's the big first goal is to keep people out of the expensive ERs.
You know, as an engineer and somebody who spent 25 years working in the healthcare system as a consultant, one of the things that's really frustrated me is it seems like the system's designed around the physician instead of the patient. And you're really taking and turning this the way I think healthcare should be turned and making the patient a consumer. Can you give us any kind of insights into your thought process there? And is that really your intention?
Absolutely. And at the same time, you know, we've seen a lot of uneasiness from the physician's perspective as well. You know, you mentioned the system has been designed around the physicians. And while that's true, there are a lot of these physicians who are burning out. You know, they're getting tired of having to deal with all of the, you know, issues that come with being in a traditional healthcare system. They have to deal with, you know, a lot of documentation. They have to deal with justifying all the work they're doing and the time they're spending with the patients. And so we think that that natural evolution will play itself out to the point where there's going to be enough doctors who want change and are going to be pushing for that change. And we look at physicians as being true consumers to us as well. You know, that's one side of it. But the patients as well, you know, they are truly becoming consumers. People are becoming a lot more educated about their choices. They're becoming more cognizant about how they're spending their money when it comes to healthcare. And they're becoming a lot smarter about where they go and who they choose to provide that healthcare for them. And so, you know, we just see this as a great opportunity to cater to both sides of that market, to both the physicians and the patients, and to really deliver them, you know, incredible healthcare experiences that they really can't get elsewhere right now.
You know, we're talking about focusing on the patient here, the customer, the consumer versus the physician. One of the things that's so frustrating for people in navigating their healthcare is trying to figure out this morass that is their insurance and what's covered, what's not. What do I need to do here? What do I need to do there? It's a real frustration for a lot of people. How does Medicast work? Is this integrated into people's insurance plans, or is there a, hey, when you buy us on the app, you know exactly what the fee is and you just pay it straight? How does that work?
So today we don't bill any insurance directly. We are in discussions with a few insurance companies to see how we could have this actually rolled in as a covered benefit. You know, today it's a direct pay service. Most insurance companies will cover it as an out-of-network expense and have it applied towards an out-of-network deductible. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we provide upfront and transparent pricing. We have visits that start at just $199, and that's regardless of if you go in needing a basic consult for a flu, or if you have food poisoning, or if you have pink eye. We don't really bill per diagnosis, but it's per visit. So what we found is that by publishing our prices and really giving that transparency up front, that patients and consumers feel so much more comfortable using our service because there's no sort of bill shock at the end of the day. What we've also found is that our prices are very much on par with what you would expect to get out of an urgent care visit. In some cases, it may be a little bit more. In many cases, it's a lot less. But that convenience factor of having the doctor come to you in under 2 hours, you know, trumps all other things. And the icing on the cake is the fact that our doctors spend anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes with the patient. So it's a much better experience overall.
That's, you know, I want to be a patient or a consumer or a customer as we speak, especially as I'm working through the, you know, the therapy and all the other things related to my knee as we talk as we're talking. One of the things I'm wondering, though, is as all the rest of the providers in the world, physicians and hospitals, have worked through the Affordable Care Act, is this something you're largely able to ignore? Are you leveraging? Are you providing value on top of the things that providers are doing for the Affordable Care Act? How has it impacted your business?
We've actually found that the ACA has had a lot of benefit to us, mainly because of the fact that it's brought so much attention to healthcare and has really made people more cognizant about their own health and their choices and their spending. You know, it's unfortunate that it took such a drastic measure and this kind of bipolarization of people in this country to really realize, you know, that their healthcare is important. But it's really given us a lot of attention in the fact that people are now moving towards these high deductible plans. You know, it's not uncommon for families to have these crazy deductibles that are $5,000-$10,000. And really using insurance for catastrophic events. So people are starting to look to services like ours for more of the urgent care and kind of ongoing needs that are non-chronic. And that's been great. You know, when all the implementations of the ACA were happening, we saw a huge influx of people coming to use our service and sign up with us because they just thought it was a great affordable alternative. It would be something to provide them with those urgent care types of needs, especially as they moved into adopting those high deductible plans.
Sam, walk us through the growth plan. As I understand it, I believe you are serving three markets now. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right.
We're in Miami, Los Angeles, and San Diego.
Okay, so what's the growth plan from here? Are you still testing this, or are you actively getting ready to move into new markets? Walk us through the growth plan.
So we are looking to get into new markets. We're evaluating a few right now. You know, a couple of them that we've talked about publicly are markets like San Francisco and New York. Obviously, cities like Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Atlanta, these are all areas of great interest to us. It's just a matter of making sure that we can scale that growth and that we're doing it effectively. So, you know, we're in a perpetual state of testing. Every day is new learning for us in the cities in which we operate, and we continue to iterate on our products and our features and capabilities and really look at how we provide those out as we grow.
Well, one word, Atlanta. Let me suggest
I
that
would
be
love to.
That would be the next test market. That's my recommendation. So, all right. Well, Sam, gosh, this has been fascinating. Joe, I can assure you that this is one that we're going to keep an eye on, because I think I really see something like this as the future of healthcare, and I love that. I love it about it. I love the fact that you're bringing back the house call. I got to think that's so better serves the patient. As I think you intimated earlier, I think this is great for the doctor too. I think they probably enjoy the process of really providing some love and care to these patients and not rush to see the next patient in 5 minutes. I got to think that's having a real impact.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we love the fact that we're doing it. We say that we're bringing back old school medicine, but it's powered by 21st century technology. And people really relate to that. They love the fact that the old school house call doctor is back. But now, you know, they come in with a black bag full of technology equipment instead of, you know, those old glass vials. So it's pretty cool. We love what we're doing, and we love making people feel better.
Yeah, that's great stuff. All right. Well, Sam, I hate to say it, but we are now out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Medicast?
So you can check us out online. It's medicast.co. It's medicast.co. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at Medicast, and on Facebook as well. And if anybody, any of your listeners have any feedback for me, my email is sam@medicast.co. I'm always happy to speak with people and learn more about your experiences and see what we can do to make your lives better.
Sam Zabarjadi, the co-founder and CEO of Medicast. Sam, real pleasure. Real excited about what you're doing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Sam Zabarjadi, my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Healthcare. What you want? What you want?